الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي زيد أسامة بن حارثة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يؤتى بالرجل يوم القيامة ويلقى في النار إلى آخره. ويستلم الاستغفار. That it is the severe punishments are discussed here of those people who command others to do right, but they don't do it themselves, and they forbid them from wrong, and they do that wrong. So there are severe punishments which are mentioned in the hadith with regard to such people. This hadith here, which is the only hadith in this chapter, Hazrat Abu Zayd Usama ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates. He says, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, يُؤْتَى بِالْرَجُلِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. A person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and then he will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. فَتَنْدَلِقُ أَقْدَابُ بَطْنِهِ. And then his intestines from his stomach will come out. He will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. His intestines of his stomach will come out. فَيَدُورُ بِهَا كَمَا يَدُورُ الْحِمَارُ فِي الرَّحَى. And then he will go around the intestines of his, how a donkey goes around a mud, that is a chakki, in order to grind flour. In the old days, they used to have the corn placed on the ground, and then the donkey or a bull or some animal should walk around it, trample on it to crush it in order to make it flour. So like that, he will go around his intestines, walking around his intestines like that. فَيَجْتَمِعُ إِلَيْهِ أَهْلُ النَّارِ. The people of Jahannam, they will gather around him, seeing his severe punishment, what terrible punishment he is getting. And they will gather around him, and then they will say, فَيَقُولُونَ. They will say, يَا فُلَانْ, certain person, that you, we knew you, مَادَكَ, what has happened to you? Why are you getting this severe punishment? أَلَمْ تَكُوْ تَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Were you not amongst those people who were commanding the right and forbidding the evil? In other words, you appear to be like a very pious person. You were sitting and warning people they mustn't do wrong, they must do all the right, etc. You were doing that great noble work. Weren't you amongst those people? فَيَقُولُ بَلَىٰ. Yes, undoubtedly, I was amongst those people. But my condition was, كُنْتُ أَعْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا آتِيهِ. I should command people to do the right things, but I shouldn't do them myself. وَأَنْهَىٰ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَآتِيهِ. And I should stop people from wrong things. I should tell them, don't do this, don't do this, this is wrong, but I should do it myself. Muttafaqun alayhi. This riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif as well. There's a translation of the ayat, and we can see the great warnings which are mentioned in this ayat for those people who command the right, but then they don't practice themselves. They forbid the wrong, and they do it. In other words, they don't practice. The commentary on this hadith we will explain inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on deen, and protect and save us all from all punishment, and give us tawfiq of making tawbah of all the wrongs that we do. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.